balls deep, balls deep in some fucking chicken.
Yo, that chicken looks good, dog.
No, it looks.
She looks like the first woman that discovered chicken.
It's my first meal for the day.
How are you doing, man? What's that? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Wait, okay.
Have we started yet?
Yeah, I've already hit it. I've already hit it, dog. I've already hit it.
Are we testing? Hey, you can go.
We're just testing.
Wait, but she needs to go live.
We're finally back at the 1000 Gram Studios, dog. Yeah, we had to move it to Javi's apartment.
Yeah.
Last week and shit, bro.
Essential
businesses were closed, dog. But hey, by the time they hear this, they're not gonna know.
No,
we're
this entertainment is essential business.
Hey, dog, entertainment business is essential. Like, what is everybody doing at home?
Just they're getting entertained.
They're entertaining themselves, right?
The CBD we got to sell is also essential business. It's a probiotic or whatever.
Hey, shout it out, dog. Website and everything.
Website and everything.
I had So welcome to my after party. I'm your man, Aaron Seen, your gracious host with me today. I got a lot of good guests today, okay? Of course, I got my co-host back with me, Mark 1000 Gram.
It's hot as balls in this
we
fucking
out here.
Spot.
We got the one and only. We got to say what's a big what's up to Amanda over here, a.k.a. at Amanda Pretty on her Instagram.
She's everybody, pretty though.
Everybody's trying to fuck pretty? Amanda, dog. For
oh,
sure.
No.
We're gonna talk about those DMs in a moment.
Wow.
We're gonna talk about those DMs.
Wrong, though.
Hey, she's gonna be fighting with her man after this fucking.
We
podcast,
got Mr.
Dog.
Fit Fam himself.
Not insecure.
Patty Mac. Patty. No. Champagne. Patty.
Thank you for having me. I'm just the shot getter, shot maker tonight.
No, we're going to talk to Champagne. We're going to
I get a few words.
He's the professional mixologist and shit right now.
No,
How we doing?
Fit Fam made me.
Check 1, 2.
And of course, we got to save the best for last. Oh, she got to pull the fry out of her mouth.
She's got a Cane's chicken thigh in her mouth, but.
Michaela. So, of course, like every podcast, we kick off, except last week because I was at Javi's house, we kick off the podcast with the Ai-Ai Bowl right here. Everybody see the Ai-Ai Bowl? Here we go. So, you got to pick one. If not, Patty's going to shove you. He's going to pour you a shot, all right?
I like it.
Here we go. So, we'll have our gracious host go first. And at the end, you guys get to make your own, all right? So, here we go. Oh, that's yours, dog. That's yours now. That's yours. Let's see what you got.
It says take 3 shots.
Damn, dog.
Well, considering we took 3 shots before we started the show.
Take 1 shot then.
We did take 3 shots before starting.
But take 1 shot, and I'm going to finish the rest of this.
I guess I can't have my co-host being too fucking drunk. So we're going to go with...
I'm already fucked up.
Wow. We're going to go with...
My
Miss,
co-host
we're gonna go
fucked
with
up already.
Miss
so.
Amanda Piggy over here. You ready? You gotta
pick. Answering questions here?
So
yeah, answer
it's a it's a question, it's a challenge, but you can't think about it. Either you do it or you take a shot. You can't
okay.
Yes.
So I can't think about the question.
Grab the lucky one you think is it. Okay. That's it? Okay.
You gotta do it.
Oh god.
It's a must.
Guys, what are you guys asking me?
What does it say?
Read it.
Show us your 3 most recent sent texts.
Yes. Or take a shot. Oh, she can't, though, because she's on live. She can come back.
Hey, I got excited when she said, show us. But then, you know, she read the rest.
I was like, oh. Hello.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
Show us your 3 most recent texts. Can I just say them out loud?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to make them up. How do we know they're fucking real, Mark?
Okay.
This guy's all, yeah, for sure.
Hey, I'm looking.
Mark will look.
Okay, let's see.
So look. I'm lying, boo.
What?
That was my first. The last one is, yeah, what time or who?
Okay. Damn.
Hey, don't skip that picture. What's up?
Yo, you sending nudes over there?
You got to follow her OnlyFans.
My OnlyFans, man, to get money.
Are you really on OnlyFans?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
hey,
but
I don't think
how?
We've ever had an OnlyFans girl. Yo, why didn't you say that?
Hey. Aaron's like, I'm gonna subscribe now.
No, if I get
ready to subscribe.
If I get fucked up enough this weekend, I'll be like, I'm a support.
I know you
okay.
got your
I'm a support.
Check. You better support a homie.
Hey,
You better support a homie.
Shout out Trump on the stimulus check.
That was it? Was that all three?
You need to get your stimulus check, buy some CBD, get the OnlyFans, and have a good time.
Okay, I feel you. You're right, though. You're right.
You know what? Back to this OnlyFans shit. How deep?
No. Let's finish the eye ball, and then that's what we're going to do first. Michaela, you ready?
I know my body count's like over 40, for sure.
Damn, that's not bad.
Wrong. Wrong.
Hey, hold on. Hold on.
I can't say.
Here comes Michaela. Okay,
show your most recent horny text.
Horny text. Show us your horny text.
Guys, two of them don't count. Fuck,
I said that name out loud.
She said Freddie.
She's name dropping, guys. She's name dropping.
For the Aaron Singh record, she said a Freddie. So,
okay.
If there's a Freddie out there listening. What's the last fucking? You said something like "come eat my ass" or something.
I thought all girls' texts were horny.
Our text is about getting high and watching scary movies together.
Hey, nah, that's horny as fuck.
Nah. In
between
horny.
Look at horny life.
I like your style. Horny as fuck.
Just take the shot.
Hey, no, because hold on. I'm trying to find.
Wait, why is she going through my text though?
She's texting pictures of me. I want to know why.
Ooh.
Why is she going through her text though?
Fake friends.
I'm trying to find a horny text, but I don't know where it's like no more.
Show us your horny text.
Hey, just pick the first one that pops up. They're all horny.
I don't know. I forgot.
Hey, drop this as howdy to everybody.
Howdy, dog.
Howdy. Howdy.
Can so I what pet is it? That
what is
dog?
It? What is it? What is it?
I don't have a horny text.
Michaela. You know what, Patrick? You know what?
Okay, wait. Yesterday at 6:43 p.m. Hey, okay. You want to meet me at a hotel?
Damn.
Wow.
Me at 7:38 p.m.
Trying to quarantine
know if I'll be
and
able
chill.
To, sorry, bye.
Wow.
I'm taking my man serious.
Same as
wow,
here.
Michaela, you're
I'm married. Nobody talk to me.
Dude, I don't even know we're talking. He never said all right. Bars, so.
Did we already give one to Patrick?
I didn't even know.
We did, right?
I don't even know.
Did we?
Michaela, why aren't you on my line?
Give him one, dog. Give
all right,
him
here
one.
Goes Patrick.
I'll take that shot real quick.
Here we go. Patrick's next.
All right.
It's hot.
Oh, all shit.
Take two shots.
Take two shots. All right, it's an easy one. All right, make sure you save those. You know what I'm saying? Don't throw them away. Just get back to them over here. Thank you. Hey, whoa. What are you doing with my computer? You're just like pushing it. Let me get your cards. Let me get your cards. The blue cards.
You know what? Hey, we were.
Yeah. Those,
we're practicing those. a new tradition that is
what
get
is
wasted before the fucking show starts.
Give me the fucking card, Michaela.
And now we're reaping the
repercussions. Oh my god!
I'll
fuck your ass
up.
All right. While Michaela goes over there and plays games.
I love
we don't play
games.
Games.
I play
why,
games
hey,
all the time.
Games,
all
right,
why
here we
y'all
go.
Playing games?
Show us your most recent saved image.
Oh, no.
Damn, it's a screenshot from her
OnlyFans. Nah, it's just my tweet. Look, it's just the tweet that I said about the 1,200.
What does it say, though? Whack. I can't read it.
That's it. That's all it is.
Whack.
This is the first time I haven't had to take a shot because every time I'll be like, I'm not going to show you guys shit. I'm going to take a shot.
Pussy.
I ain't scared. You guys can't
lie. Okay. Vicious. Vicious.
Okay.
Oh, booty liquor 69.
No, like,
oh, right, here we go.
So now you know who's paying your rent.
All right, we gotta move on.
Hey, I know Pat's paying some rent out here. Shout out to Champagne Poppy. I know he's subscribed to y'all. All right,
we gotta move on to this OnlyFans over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know Amanda was on OnlyFans.
Speaking of OnlyFans,
did you know that?
No, I did not know.
Did you know that? You didn't tell me that.
On certain days, guys.
How many posts, give or take, do you have on OnlyFans?
I have give or take on OnlyFans probably about 7-8 pictures.
Okay, and how many videos?
Viewers, I have no idea.
No, videos.
Oh, videos? Just one.
Just one? And what is it? Give the listeners a preview.
It's not really a video. It's just like me, like.
I wait. Well, is it getting hot in here or what, Mark?
Honestly,
Hey, the air conditioner is not that great.
The jacket is coming off, guys. The jacket is coming off.
No. Oh, I'm going to be honest about OnlyFans, though.
Tell us. Tell us your opinion
on
OnlyFans.
They're doing it right. The real money is made in the DMs. There's private posts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Should I say private posts or should I say nudes? That's what it is on OnlyFans.
Okay, so let Amanda.
They don't do nudes on the page unless you're charging $7 for your whole page.
Amanda,
if you're charging $7, you don't need to be on OnlyFans. I'm sorry, girls.
How much? A porn star can make.
How much do you charge, Amanda? How much do you charge per subscription?
No, you're right. It just Alexis Morgan, if you're local, Lena and you're Star, charging you keep seven, going on you ain't shit.
$7? I wouldn't even charge $7. I'd charge at least $9. Fuck. $9.99.
I charge $15.99.
Oh, $15.99 is not bad?
I'm a fan of fucking round numbers, y'all. It's either 10, 15, 20.
typical. Did you hear what she said, boys?
What'd she say?
She said, they asked about the full nude. She said, you have to subscribe to find out.
No, well, look, that was my next question. Oh, shit. So you guys are talking OnlyFans. Well, how deep? Only fans are we talking?
It just depends how deep your fans want to get.
I found out fairly quickly that all the nudes are actually in the DMs unless you're following porn stars or they're really loosey-goosey El Paso girls.
I'm very skeptical, though. You know, I'm thinking, like, girls just got good at Photoshop. They're fucking Photoshopping their head.
Can't
on
Photoshop a video,
host.
Brother. You can't. You ask for a twerking vid. You want more than $10? You want more than $10? You send me a twerk video. You're right about that fucking Photoshop. Girls be fucking living off that.
Hey, I need to know, Amanda, how much have you been offered in the OnlyFans DMs? How much have you made?
And what was the offer for?
How much have you been offered, and how much have you made?
We're getting explicit today.
I barely started.
How long have you been in?
I think for as long as I've been on there.
Okay.
And, for the things I've posted, I think I've made pretty good money. I haven't made, no racks or nothing. But, I mean, it's something that I didn't have to, work for. It's something.
What percentile
just,
are you on OnlyFans?
I'm 27%.
That's pretty good for your first month. I'll say that.
How many followers do you have on Instagram?
Give
or take?
Like 3,000 to
2,000. Damn,
that's
not bad, dog.
How many are you following?
How many am I following?
Are you following more or less than your followers?
I'm following 400. I'm following only people that I know, or if I know that you're not fake, or because I'll go and I'll follow back. I'm super nice. I like to follow people back, show love and stuff, whoever's showing me love.
Little
but
known
if I
fact,
see,
she doesn't follow me back. Champagne Poppy.
Whatever.
Me.
She
follow
doesn't
Patrick.
Follow you back, dude? Nope.
Yes, I do.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. He's
I'm a clown.
So, I mean, I'll follow back, but if it's, a fake page and stuff, I don't be following
yeah,
back
I feel you.
That. So, it's, you, a lot of, you, okay. You know? Yeah, you okay. Don't know who's fake, or you don't know. They post, four pictures, and you're like, damn, I was trying to follow you and be nice, but you're, fake or something.
Let's talk about those DMs, because I know you and Michaela.
You
probably guess
something. I need a plug, my girl Michaela. She's about to open up that OnlyFans. It's going to be
is
a
she
circuit.
Really?
Yes.
I'd probably buy Michaela's OnlyFans.
I'm going to be the robot in lingerie.
No, it's going to be Only Fire. Not OnlyFans. Only Fire.
Only Fire.
That's the next one. On Aaron Scenes podcast, Michaela is getting an OnlyFans. Only Fire, should we say.
The OnlyFans girls.
You want to watch me fire Getty in lingerie? Get it.
Damn. Okay.
Oh my God, Gio.
Let's get into those DMs.
Can we have a request to go live?
I thought we
go
were
ahead,
live.
Go ahead, go ahead.
No,
request
on
them.
My live.
Request them. Go ahead.
Live over there.
We're live over
there.
We're live over there.
How live do we gotta get?
We live. We always live. Okay. You know what, shit? I'm gonna go on my live stream. I'm gonna go on my fucking live stream.
Oh. Okay.
We
have a whopping.
No, we want to talk.
Do you have any questions for us?
Oh, he's got a question.
My hair's all fucked up. Why don't you guys tell me anything?
Excuse me?
Where are you from?
El Paso. I'm in El Paso, Texas right now. Where are you from? Where are you calling
I'm in
from?
Ottawa, Canada. Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa, Canada?
All the way from Canada. Yes, the one from the six. Shout out. I fuck with you heavy already.
Ask him, what's his question?
Just pin your thing and I'll go ahead and follow. follow you back as soon as I'm off of this line.
No, but ask him what the question
is. What is the question? What does he want to know?
That was already his question. Where am I from?
God. We're doing a podcast.
You got two more questions from me and my fellow co-host. Get over here. You can't even see you. She's all faded, guys.
Okay, so what's the other question?
Okay, everybody, what's the other question?
What's the other question? Oh, I think he wants your feet pics or something because he didn't want to talk to us. He's all, I got to talk to them? I don't want to see their fucking feet.
He said what?
No, we got to.
So do you have any more questions or are we going to get somebody else real quick?
Hang up on him. Just hang up on him. Tory Lanez his ass. Just hang up on him. Hang up on him. Disconnect that fool.
We gotta go, okay?
All right, so we got. I want to move on to these fucking texts. I'm not texts. These DMs. I got to move on to these DMs. What is Michaela?
Mine are dry.
Yeah.
What? That's a lie.
You're lying.
That's a lie. Give her a shot, dog. She'll open up with the lie.
I'll go through them.
Hey, but you're real 007 when it comes to this shit. You probably got everything cleared.
We're on the live right now. Hey, shout out to my boy Keith, the GOAT. Hey, move.
Can you give me a shot? Can we get her a shot.
Get her a shot. Get her a shot. Give me a shot, too. I got the left.
Patricio, what are
you doing? Yo, Aaron, the show's unprofessional.
Yo, man, you guys are out of control. I go live one fucking. I mean,
no, hey, that's what happens when you make everyone take three shots of fucking 1942 before they get on the
podcast. I've been asked to be on a lot of people's podcasts. I've chosen to be on Aaron's scenes.
Hey. That's boys
as fuck. I don't know why he's acting. He doesn't know what shots we used to take on the block.
He's got no
quarantine
control.
Quarantine changed him.
Quarantine changed me.
I'll say it.
Let me show the viewers what we're drinking.
Double
shot for everybody?
Double shots. Let's go.
Say less.
I ain't no bitch.
What,
like,
the
you
shot
know
glass
that.
Are
I didn't raise
shot.
No bitches in El Paso. I'll say that.
Quarantine might have fucking changed me.
Quarantine live.
15 minutes later.
Quarantine live.
She
live,
has
got,
her phone
live.
All right, everybody be quiet. Everybody be hey, I'm going to go through Michaela's. I'm going
to
go through Michaela's
live.
DMs.
I'm just kidding.
Michaela's
kidding.
DMs. Ready? Here we go.
Shh.
Everybody go. Ready? See. Oh, well.
Wait, you're going through DMs? Wait.
Hey, disclaimer, she took 15 minutes to give you her phone, so she deleted everything that was worth reading.
She did. This is 2 days ago. There's no way Michaela's getting DMs from just 2 days ago.
Yeah, because 2 days ago.
I haven't posted a story. All
right, look at this. Shots have begun. Seb. Shout out to Lolo.
Take what you can handle.
David Irish said hard ice. Shout out to my boy David Irish. He's our boy now. My boy EricPaul.fk mentioned you in the. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. No. You can't say their names out loud.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying the ones I know.
Edit this out of the podcast.
Damn, our boy Adrian right here.
Hey, dude.
Okay. Enough.
All right. Yo. Amanda is not
hey,
no,
no.
Double shot.
Personal.
Let's see her form. Oh, lips on the bottle. Not good quarantine form, but we respect the shot. Let's pass the bottle to the boy.
It's because I'm not going to go through my DMs, guys. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, wow. I want to know, though.
We'd love to see a shot.
Shut. I'm going to fucking mute you. You don't shut the fuck up.
Mute me, dog. Grab your mic.
We're muting
He's
your
not
mic.
Scared.
I want to know, what is the fucking nastiest DM you've ever gotten? Like, the weirdest DM.
The nastiest DM is, I can answer this one, too. A guy literally sent me, like, I was, like, trying to,
not
like,
a dick pic.
Him.
Not dick pics.
Yeah,
dick pics don't count. No, dick pics are just too fucking generic.
That's the norm now.
I've gotten dick pics. It's fucking weird. Now, what have you gotten out of dick pics? Like, outside of dick pics. Like, you've gotten like, yo, I want to suck on your toes for like $1,000. I've had somebody tell me that.
Tell me that story.
When I worked at Hooters, there was this guy, and he would come in, and he wanted to buy our socks and our tights.
Okay.
And he like found me.
I know this
he
nigga.
Found me, he found me on my social media, and he's like, "I've been watching you for a while." Like, blah blah blah. Like, basically, like he liked my hygiene or some shit like that, and like
what
he wanted
fuck?
To buy the
That's
socks.
So fuck my, he my liked socks. My hygiene.
Like, I don't know. He said like I was like clean. I looked clean or something. I don't know.
What
that.
The
he
fuck?
Wanted to buy my
okay,
ties
okay,
and
keep
my
going.
Socks, like from like Hooters, like my tights and
the
my
ones
socks.
You wore. The ones you wore.
Yeah, the ones the worn. I was like, I'll get you some because, like, you can buy them, you know?
But
like,
he wanted yours.
He wanted them worn. Yeah, like, what he wanted the them fuck? Sweaty and worn.
Swaggy and worn.
Yeah.
Because like, you sweat a lot.
Yes. No, why?
She said yes.
She said yes. She sweats a lot. No. She sweats a lot.
Whatever, guys.
My Michaela's on my life saying I'm down. I can swallow.
Oh, Daniel said let's do a shotgun race.
No, he said what? Shots for everyone.
No.
All right. Hey.
Look at Patrick. He's like, he did not say that. Negative.
No, ta-da.
Anybody have any questions?
Michaela, we got to move on to Michaela real quick. Ready?
Any questions? Oh, Danny said take shots on my life.
Michaela, I want to know about Michaela's nastiest DM you've ever gotten.
Nastiest DM. Oh, I already said my shot
was. Come on. Let's not
I got the dude last week that wanted to buy my shoes.
You tell the live. I know.
What's the weird? Why? What did
he
say?
There was a guy that last week, actually, he asked to buy my shoes. And he wanted to pick them up from outside of Patrick's house.
Hey, but that's not that. Hey, well, that's not that bad if they're like Gucci shoes or some like Travis Scott like Nikes.
Oh, dude,
you
they're
know,
just
like,
straight
what's
up some nasty ass $12.99 heels I've had and worn.
Wait, he wanted to buy your shoes.
Yeah, no, yeah. He said he wanted to know they smell and if they were like.
He wanted post sweat shoes, and I quote. I need them to be sweated in.
No, yeah, he asked for them to be stinky.
Watch it be the
he
same
was like,
guy.
Do they smell?
Yo, I'm a freak, but goddamn, that is some weird shit.
I'll put him on blast. I don't know.
Panties? I don't know. I'd be like, okay, cool. Cause, like, that's
all right, so like, let's say you do OnlyFans. Would you be like, would you ever, because I see like porn stars or like OnlyFans girls, they move into like, oh, they're like selling their sweaty ass panties and shit. Would you ever do that shit?
Sell my panties? Who gives a fuck? It's the panties. I just even give you a new pair. Fuck it.
Yo, she's gonna make Patrick wear them. She's gonna make Patrick wear them and sell them. Goddamn.
I'm gonna make Pat.
Not only that, she's gonna charge him for the shipping. All right.
Yeah.
So all you OnlyFans, be ready. You're paying.
He knows
you're paying
me
that
too
tax.
Well. He knows me too.
You're paying
well.
Tax.
I
am
for
an OnlyFans
everything.
Manager. It's known and well.
He is.
You're paying
sure
that tax, boys.
My manager over there.
You're sending that fungus through the airways.
Yes.
All right. Michaela.
So definitely.
This one.
Yeah,
definitely.
I guess.
I have a reason.
Absolutely.
What does that say? Are you covering his name?
Oh, and then he wanted a video of me, like, putting on shoes and taking them off
or
and smelling them.
Picture of my face.
He wanted you to smell your shoes?
Yeah. You got a foot fetish.
That's fucking. Yeah, that's a big
or
time
like,
foot
they,
fetish.
Like,
that's not bad. That's okay.
What's wrong with your guys' toes?
Have a seat. I wanna talk to you real quick. Oh, you on live. Let's see. Oh, my God. Y'all seeing this shit, right? It says 20. Oh, my. You were going to charge him.
Oh, fuck yeah.
She was going to fucking charge him.
I was going to buy them for like
$3. Michaela was going to charge him for fucking smelling her own fucking feet.
He said I only pay like
smelly feet.
She's all like, I'll charge you $20 per foot.
Right. They look pretty dirty. I don't know.
Aaron,
do
I
do.
All right, hold on.
Let me do a shot.
God, I'm kind of buzzed already. This fucking quarantine's killing my fucking.
Kind of buzzed? Well, that's a fucking understatement.
Give the mic to Patrick over here because I want to ask some Pat.
All right, this is Pat. I just want everybody to start off. Me starting off with a shot. Michaela,
okay.
Go. I just took a shot. Aaron, saw it.
Yeah, he did just take a shot. Go ahead, Michaela. Come on. You got to please Patrick.
Mama
please
didn't raise him. No bitch.
And I'm taking another one?
Say less. I'm your driver, by the way.
Shout out to Crystal just tuning in. Eileen. My boy Vince.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
We have the party favors.
Hey, so
we have,
Patrick.
Pablo's dandruff.
Patrick, you've been.
Deck.
How's your quarantine been?
My quarantine, I'm not going to be on. I'm not going to be. Michaela knows. Michaela's my roommate for people that don't know.
Okay.
I'm having more sex during this quarantine, not with the same tier bitches, but I'm having more sex during.
He hits me out when he wants girls over.
Are you really living?
I'm having more sex. I'm having more sex during the quarantine than before, but not with the same tier bitches. I have learned to loosen it a little.
Top bitches.
So you gotta knock out a few
bitches.
Like two
yeah,
to three.
I knocked a couple notches down the belt.
Hey, that's like in boxing. You knock out a few twos and threes, and come
yeah,
up to
but
the
that,
belt.
I'm staying busy. I am blessed. I will say on this.
Are you still
life.
Working?
Yeah, I'm blessed. I'll say on the live.
You still partying?
Yeah, I'm still partying. I'm still working. I'm still getting that check. Live plus Trump. Thank you, Daddy Trump, for that stimulus.
Yo, for real, you know what? I don't like Trump, but he sent me that fucking paper, and I said, thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you
for the drinks for the night.
Yo, these Corona seltzers.
We're cheersing to Trump.
Corona seltzers brought to you by Stimulus Trump over here.
Oh, now you down. Amanda down for the 42 now.
Hey, so we got to talk about this FitFam thing, my guy.
Honestly, I'm not mad about the FitFam at all. Like, they get their flex wherever they can get. I will say they were at a 12-year-old's house 2 weeks before they roasted me on my first post.
Wow.
The Hype House, the El Paso Hype House, they were there 2 weeks while we were in quarantine.
And don't they smoke weed with them, too?
I'm not going to out FitFam. I respect what they do for the city. I respect it, like I said. But I am going to say
They've been trying to go after you.
I'm
trying to go after my
I've been on three posts within a month plus one page post. I obviously don't give a fuck as if you give my Twitter a follow. I treat it as if it's a Finsta.
You really do, man.
Honestly,
I
yes.
do. Honestly, well, I have does. No fucks. You want to go get my boss? Find him. You know who it is? You're going to be calling me. I'm my own boss. I really do not give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. OnlyFans, like I said, nothing but respect. Do your thing. I hope you go back to a gossip page soon and get out of this all this politics. But
I just hear back in the
I really don't background. Care. I really don't care. I put their tag and their name in my profile pic. I don't care. I've gained followers. I went from fucking 19,000 to 20.7,
bro. So it paid off,
dude. And I'm telling you, see me, Aaron follows me. I don't know about these two beautiful women.
I follow you. Hello.
I don't know about these two beautiful women, but they don't follow me.
Wow.
Aaron Cine,
I follow you.
Aaron Cine follows me. I'm sure you see. I post on my shit.
King,
if you, feel
real
free.
King shit.
Feel free to unfollow. If you don't like what you see, unfollow. The important people in my life, my grandma, my family, my real family. Blood family, should I say. I FaceTime almost every day. My mother has diabetes. She's high risk.
Well, there you go, my guy. As long as you're living a good life.
I will say this, and I respect the fuck out of her, this co-host. Shut up. I'm giving you a compliment.
Shut up, fucker.
All right. My roommate over here, Michaela, I will give her a compliment. She's the only one that knows who I fuck. She's the only one that knows how often I fuck. She's the only one that knows my personal life, and she keeps it on the down low, even with some of our closest friends, and I will give her respect for that on this live.
So if
oh, my God, I'm going to cry. She's a real one.
If you ever had to stop being friends with someone, sure. Michaela, you would have to kill her for sure. She knows.
For sure. She knows just too much.
She knows too much.
She knows too fucking friendship ending fucks. She knows too much.
We would tell girls that we're cousins.
Are you guys cousins?
Girls that we're
cousins. No. Okay. I'm gonna say this on live because there's a couple times that we've got it. No. I'm going to say that like I'm saying. I'm saying this on live. We're not cousins. I got a couple fucking weird ass DMs. Because, like, people have caught us, like, dancing and shit. Like, no, we're not cousins. Okay, we're, like, close. I love her to death. I would never do anything. She would never do anything. We've had conversations. No.
Okay.
Dude, yeah.
I want to clear that because
we
Mark.
We tell people we're cousins.
Said, we tell, no, we when tell I people,
told,
yeah.
When I told Mark, oh, yeah, Michaela comes up. Which Michaela? And he's like, oh, Pat's cousin. And I was like, I didn't even know they were cousins. I guess they're cousins now.
Dude, I've gotten people who come up to me or call me or text me, DM me. Fuck, oh, you cousins like that.
Oh, you cousins, cousins.
I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not that kind of white. I'm going to be honest with you.
You cousins, cousins.
No, especially when I used to go to other bar and work bar, and bro. They were like, you know, oh, you guys cousins like that. I'm
oh,
like,
you.
Oh, shit. No, bro. We're not
cousins. We're like, we're always not together.
Y'all together. She lives with me. Literally, I'm
we're
not.
We're like those two little white kids that you see everywhere.
We're two little white
y'all
kids.
Y'all are kissing
we literally,
cousins,
bro,
okay?
it's comfortableness that she wears a fucking, what was it, yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
I just wear my, like, underwear to sports bra around.
Dude, I'd be walking around the kitchen nude. I don't care. Like, she's like, we're so comfortable with each other. We're like fucking, like, she's my mom or some shit.
Questions!
You walk around your mom naked?
Any questions?
Come on.
When I was a little baby.
Come on.
A little baby.
All right, let's move on to.
Where's the jam
to Miss Amanda over here. I don't know what.
Let's get back to that OnlyFans.
I don't know what happened to James. I don't even know what happened to.
I'm done with my OnlyFans. My OnlyFans is on the link. Click
if you want it, get it.
If you want it, get it.
Let's talk about her OnlyMans.
Wait, let's what? Talk about it. What's the relationship status with Amanda?
Let's talk about her OnlyMans.
Let's talk about Amanda's relationship status.
Hey, so let's talk about this relationship status.
Let's talk
so
about
what's
it.
Going on with you, Amanda? How you?
Honestly,
we respect
you. You got
let's
a
go.
Man. You single?
Is it just a quarantine?
You got a quarantine?
not Shut a quarantine. It's definitely like a thing. I guess
been a thing.
Say. Okay.
It's definitely, I guess, like. I don't know. I don't want to like say it. It's complicated.
It's sorry. How is it complicated?
I know a lot of insider information.
how wait, is it complicated?
Pat knows the whole story over there, so he needs to. You need to.
You need to mute my mic.
Mute his shit now.
You mute my mic. I'm gonna hurt feelings.
No, damn.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
So tell us. Tell us about.
No, he's not.
Tell us about this. Difficult.
Takes a shot.
Take a shot. Take a shot for your man. Take a shot for your man.
Amanda just said we're all taking a shot on this live. She wants to cheers the audience.
Cheers. Hold on. Let me flip my.
We're nothing without our fans.
Flip your camera.
There we go. Cheers.
Hey, I just want to take this moment to cheers Aaron Seen and thank him for inviting us over. Have these good vibes on a Wednesday.
Of course. Wednesday vibes only. Wednesday vibes only.
Wednesday.
Oh, my God. It's wine Wednesday. Let's open the bottle of wine.
Me and Michaela tend to get drunk during the week or at random times.
Just whenever it happens.
Whenever it's convenient.
Let it happen, naturally. So let's talk about you, Michaela. What about you and your quarantines?
Oh, dude, quarantine. It's
I'd like to. I'm in both sides of this relationship.
Is it the same guy, Freddie? The same guy we're talking
about?
Same guy you've met?
That's the boy. That's the boy. That's the boy.
Naming names?
But can we not name our people?
No, you already dropped his name. It's
I did it on accident.
Here.
I did it out.
Hey, that's your fault.
Just like she wants to call me out that I'm fucking, damn. I could call out that she's only fucking one person.
Damn, it's true. Michaela.
She's been faithful. She's been surprisingly faithful for Michaela. I'll say that. If you know, you know.
Dude, no. Even like he knows the one person I used to be like so in love with.
Shut the fuck up.
Me.
Hey, chill.
Name him.
You know him.
Name him.
You know
name
exactly
him.
Who.
Name him.
Shh. I don't want to know.
I know who.
No,
name
wait,
him.
Wait.
Name
put
him.
A seal, you know who,
put
but
a seal in
all
it.
Right, fine. I'll do it.
Don't
Jake
do it.
C.
Jake C is also him. A boy, and I love him to death. Let me say that now. Aaron is saying the same thing, nodding his head.
Wait,
loves
what?
Jake C to death.
Oh, we do love Jake C, for
but
sure.
No,
that's our boy.
He's DM'd me a few times, and I just leave him on read.
Damn.
And then even in like one like Instagram DM, he was like, you can't vote on my post.
All right, let's take a shot.
Hey, all right. I just left him on read again.
Next question, next question, next question.
Let it be known. Let it be known right now. Let it be known right now.
No details.
Michaela has left Jake C on red.
No, please don't.
Let's not do that. Jake C is one of the top boys. He's a gentleman. He's a scholar. He's a fuckboy. I love him.
Honestly, Jake C is the dude. You know
what Amanda said. Jake C is the dude. He's our brother. He's me and Aaron Seen's brother.
Shout out to Jake.
Michaela is
Jake,
a couple shots in,
Jake,
you know.
Just because
we're off that 42,
you
know.
Can I get that 42,
number,
please?
Like, I finally found someone else that I like more.
This will be okay. Now you're going for the jugular.
Hey, let me take one of these headphones off because it's getting loud in here. It's getting loud. Hey, Mark, where you been?
The shot stop?
It's been said, dog. Fucking, it's been said. Fucking Jake.
Okay, so Michaela's in
love. I love Jake.
Okay,
this
so let's get a little
poppy,
recap.
Pat.
A little recap real quick. Patrick over here, he's getting his fuck on. Michaela got a quarantine. Amanda is
getting
a little
my
confused,
love on.
a little
not
weird.
Not confused, I'm
not confusing, but you know.
It's a little bit confusion.
It's
in
a little toxic.
In the official.
Toxic. It's a
it's
little
a
toxic.
It's a little toxic. My love ain't toxic. My mouth is a little bit.
All right, so let's get into these toxic vibes. One fucking thing that always comes up when we are doing these podcasts is toxic vibes.
Wait,
what the fuck? Yo, it even landed on my laptop. Oh, my God.
Oh, remember that dude when he dropped his beer on your laptop?
And he literally stopped playing on Valentine's Day.
No, it squirted out. It was like...
On Valentine's Day, and he literally stopped playing for like 10 minutes because he was cleaning
I was so fucking pissed.
We're taking a quick breather.
I apologize for that.
Wait, what does it say?
As soon as you said toxic, I thought of three group
breather or a quick fucking drink.
Yeah, all right. So we got to... We gotta move on to these. We gotta move on to these toxic vibes right now.
Okay.
So we're gonna start with you. So you, how many relationships have you been in?
How many relationships?
Let's hear it, Amanda.
Like actual, like, hey, that's my man. I'm his girl. Relationship.
Actual? Really? Yes. Three.
And how long was what was the longest one?
The longest one was 3 years.
3 years. So you did some toxic shit. You did something. You were like, God.
I had to do some toxic shit. It's always the guy that does some toxic shit.
That's not true.
No, it's true.
I feel like toxicity has its place in both female and male places. You know.
He's right.
It got there once I knew that the motherfucker was cheating.
So what did you do? What did you? So what's like the craziest thing, the toxic, most toxic thing you've done?
That I've done?
Yes.
Cuss. At somebody like in my relationship, like I don't like to do that. I feel like that's really disrespectful. Like once you guys call each other out of your names, that's like out of pocket.
Did you like just cuss at him, or did you like?
No. Well, after
you
like,
say some shit that was like hurtful,
cheated and whatever. Mm-hmm. I had already. I was like, how the fuck could you, you bitch? You know, called him a bitch. So
that's not that bad though. We're talking about like smacking motherfuckers in the face.
What about you, Michaela?
How, I don't know. Well, yeah.
Michaela's
like
a young. Michaela's the young. The youngest. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, so Michaela, you're younger, right?
I'm 20.
Yeah, I can tell. You're 20, and she's okay.
22.
She's 20.
And then 22.
Michaela, what's the most toxic thing you've done in a relationship or
Maybe.
Someone you're talking to?
Oh my God, Bernadette is alive, guys.
Who?
Bernadette is on my live.
Who's Bernadette?
Bernie.
Is she going to show us her titties?
The Bernie Sanders.
Tell her to show us her titties.
She can't show no titties. I wish she could show y'all her titties, bro.
Was that shade that she has no titties?
No. She got some nice titties.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, we all my
viewers
want
to see.
She got some nice titties.
Michaela, what is the most toxic thing you've done in a relationship?
There's a lot.
Wait, I don't know.
There's a lot of laughter in the room.
Can we whisper?
Patrick's laugh says everything.
Hold on. Wait.
Oh, yeah, they're huddling up.
No,
they're huddling up. They're huddling up.
Oh, and for, hey.
Wow. We're in teams?
I can't say that
online. Hey,
I'm not me. I'm the host. That's the co-host. I don't know why you three. She said it.
For those that can't see, just know there's some suspicious-ass activity going on.
Don't be suspicious.
Michaela, tell us. Come on. She's thinking about it.
Like, actual relationship?
This isn't on record. Just say it.
You know.
I'm not toxic.
Yes. Yeah, come on. There has to be something you've done.
Just expose it.
Let it out.
I don't know.
What
had to be?
Done? Like, bitch, have you slapped somebody? I've never cheated.
I've never hit someone. I've never done any crazy shit like that.
Okay, then
I mean, my ex has. Oh, well, I mean, I moved here for my ex when we weren't even together.
What did you live before?
I'm from California.
Yeah. You're lying.
Bitch, yeah.
All the basic girls are from California. Okay, no. I have no reason to believe, not believe you, so.
Don't be suspicious.
So that's the most toxic thing.
Hey, but
done.
That's not entertaining, though. Just make something
I'm not
up.
Crazy.
Like, you know,
don't make it up. You got to be honest with us.
I mean, the most I've ever done was, like, help my friend rip up her boyfriend's clothes, but I would never do that.
Oh, shit.
I've never done
You've
that to
You've never
my
done
own.
Something
I don't
like
do that.
That.
I just think that's just so, like,
no.
Okay. You know?
Okay. I gave away my ex's dog. Maybe that?
You know?
Which one? Wait, what?
I gave away my ex's dog.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up, man.
Wait. No, it depends.
She gave away her ex's dog. What a dick.
It depends. What
hurtful.
Kind of
it
dog was it,
fault.
Though? What
it
kind
was...
of dog was it, though?
Oh, you guys want to see a picture?
No.
But
wow.
The thing is,
she's
going to
show us a fucking picture.
I paid $700
and
for this dog. So, of course,
nice.
I'm going to give it away if you cheated on me. Like,
let's see.
Bitch, no.
Of course
my
I would.
Let's see the dog.
That's my dog right there.
What kind of dog, though? What are we talking, like pit bull, Labrador, you know, little Chihuahua? Like, it makes a difference.
She's cute.
All white husky.
But she was a piece of shit.
How big was it?
Wow. God damn.
He's like, I'm taking the mic from her.
Don't diss her dog.
He's like, she's done for today.
I will say, can we do some nose beers?
Whoa, hey. Whatever you want to do, go ahead.
What was I telling you?
You got to do it.
It's a new IPA by Crown Royal.
You gotta set it up on the glass.
It's the Crown Royal stuff.
What was I telling you earlier about the shotgun stuff? That we're going to do Christian shotguns?
What's a Christian shotgun?
You know what a Christian shotgun is?
Don't bury some shotguns.
There's no hole. It's all on faith. You pop it open and you chug that shit. That's a Christian shotgun.
So we're going to do a new segment. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but I'm going to go through y'all's Twitter. So.
No.
Oh, go for it. Dude, I'm a saint. I don't tweet that much.
I can explain. I have receipts.
Oh, we're going through Amanda's first.
Whoa.
Innocent.
Wait, we're going through my what?
We're going through your Twitter.
We're going through my Twitter. So, everybody follow me the same as my Instagram.
So, what is it? Go ahead. At yourself.
At Amanda Pretty. It's Amanda with three A's at the end.
Uh-huh.
And then regular pretty.
So, let's see.
Regular pretty. Why isn't it regular beautiful, though?
So, hey. All right, ready? Here we go. We're going to grill you on three tweets. We'll go with the first one. You tweeted 6 hours ago on a Wednesday. Once you let shit go, things get easier. What was that about?
Basically, once like you start letting things go and like not worry about anything, basically, I believe in God. So if you believe in God and you just let him like control all your worries, because it's a worry to sin. I mean, it's a sin to worry. So I feel like if you just give out all your problems, like, not to everybody else, but just don't, like, you know, don't focus on them. You're better off that way.
Here you retweeted. This was 9 hours ago.
Okay.
You retweeted a tweet that said, cheaters are liars, just in case y'all didn't know. So you felt a certain way to retweet that.
Does that mean that a liar is a cheater?
So
yeah,
why did you retweet?
Does it?
Yes, not all liars are cheaters.
It does meet together.
What happened? What happened? What drove you to retweet that?
Nothing happened. It's just I feel on Twitter? What are
Go ahead. He's trying to jack me off.
See that.
Tell us about
what are you doing down there?
Tell us. What is that? Tell us, come on.
Wow. So basically what that was me just speaking my mind, retweeting, because I feel like a cheater is a liar and a liar is going to cheat.
So last one for Amanda.
Over there. We need him on the podcast.
Last one for Amanda. This one kind of tying into the last retweet you tweeted. You retweeted, you can be loyal and still be a shitty person. So you obviously are in a very toxic relationship.
No.
Hold your fuck out.
Wait.
My girl can tell us about God, Pat. And
don't ask me shit.
He doesn't want to comment on anything.
Hey.
What the fuck are you doing?
I am not in a toxic relationship. You know, I just feel like if I know the knowledge, you know, if I'm knowledgeable in this matter or in any matter, I'm going to share it. I'm going to retweet. And it's not like I tweeted it. You know, somebody retweeted it. They were obviously feeling that way. I just feel the same way.
Okay. You know? So let's move on to Mikhail over here.
Go for it, dude.
16 hours ago.
She retweeted
a tweet that said, can you record a twerking video for me? It's okay if nothing moves. And she retweeted with, I felt this. Sad face. Michaela, do you not know how to twerk?
Oh, I know how to twerk, baby, but
all right, let's see. Let's see you twerk.
You know what?
Let's see Michaela twerk. Let's see Michaela twerk.
The whole twerk community in the United States.
All right. For redemption. Let's see Michaela twerk.
We got some comments up in here.
She's going to pull up a video.
The twerk community.
She's pulling up a video right now.
I'm wondering.
To go on my Finsta.
No, Finsta.
I know.
frame. Or just twerk right now, live as fuck.
Just twerk for the live right now.
But it's so tiny.
I'm leaning.
Oh, we can't verify if that's you or not.
Sorry. we don't know if that's you or not.
That doesn't seem like it's you.
I have a Christmas one.
I'll twerk at a Christmas. Do a one.
Yeah, do a Corona. Do a Corona twerk right now. You know,
I don't like Coronas.
Let's see. I'm gonna keep going through these tweets. Oh, are you? Hold on. Before I ask this question, Michaela, are you a hopeless romantic? Are you a Libra?
Oh, I'm a Libra.
She has a Libra. There's three Libras in this room.
Dude, no. Speaking of this,
I'm a Libra too.
The dude I'm talking to.
I'm a Libra. I'm a Libra forever.
Don't talk horoscope, dog.
Aaron, you'll get me on this. The dude I'm talking to, he's a Sagittarius, bro.
Oh, fuck that.
We don't know.
Sagittarius?
We don't get along with Sagittarius. Nah. I'm like, dude.
I don't think I've ever.
Virgos.
Again.
Don't do it.
I don't think I've
ever. You're Sag, you little shit.
He's a sassy little toxic.
So, Michaela, you retweeted 21 hours ago. You retweeted, love the thought of being in love. What was the thought behind that retweet?
Shout out to Jenica.
Shout out to Jenica one time
for that tweet.
Shout out to Jenica for that tweet.
We love to see the good tweets.
We love to see them.
I don't want to belong to the streets anymore.
We love to see the titties.
You don't want to lie to the streets anymore.
Trying to settle down.
Are you really? You trying to settle down?
I'm really trying not to be a hoe anymore.
Amen. Amen.
She has really been with one guy.
I'm not going to lie.
Once you're like finally giving the attention to like that one person that wanted your attention, they end up fucking up.
Amanda, you don't give a fuck. Shut the fuck up.
I do give a fuck. I have feelings.
Look. From a guy's perspective, we like the chase. I'm just kidding. But once we got it. We're looking for
I'm
the
such
chase,
a guy, guys.
You know what I mean?
All my boys, they know I'm, like, really not
we chasing.
Too into that. So I'm like,
we're like dogs looking for fucking cars.
Okay, but I was the same
we're
way.
We're just
ask
chasing
Patrick.
After cars. And if we got to them,
give me
we
one second,
know what to
guys.
Do with them.
Dude, Patrick, I used to be
what
the
what
same
I'm curious,
way.
Actually.
I used to be on to the next. I would
exactly.
Literally,
she has been loyal to.
So
I will
loyal.
Say this, my boy, for the last couple months.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. For like the past like what?
So we got one more tweet on we got one more tweet from Michaela over here. I'm trying to look
shit. I'm a saint.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk. I know what we're gonna talk about. Hey,
bitch, you're putting the music loud.
Hey, put it a little lower. Put it lower down a little bit.
Oh, my bad.
She's like taking the remote. She don't give a fuck. Okay. So you tweeted. You tweeted.
I can't hear you.
You tweeted unpopular opinion. Drake's new Tootsie
Wait,
Slide
you.
Is trash.
Loud.
You we gotta learn. Hold on. Amanda's pretty Liddy McTitties right now.
She's fucked up.
All right, so
Pat.
We're
Pat over here.
So
Pat.
We're all hey Pat, have a seat. So we're all involved with the nightlife, right?
We are involved in the nightlife. I bartend all the time.
Now I want to know from Michaela and from Amanda and from Patrick and from Mark some crazy because we're from El Paso. We live in El Paso. We party in El Paso. What is the craziest? Because what are you bartending? You bartend with Vero, right?
Stories.
Now what?
I have so many stories.
Tell us. What's the number one story when I mention crazy bar stories? What's the number one?
The hobo that threatened to kill me.
The hobo? Yes, I remember you tweeting about that. What happened?
Oh, dude. Okay, so there was like this night I was getting fucked up with the owner. you know this, remember?
The company for letting us come through after 3 a.m.
No, dude, Patrick was there. So this hobo. Patrick was there. But this hobo walked in, dude. He used to leave me, like, death threats, like, every day, but through Bible verses. And me, like, I really just laugh at them because I'm not religious. So I'd be like, dude, what the fuck is this? I would rip it, and he would get mad. So one day, he came in, and he just started to threaten me, like, saying he was going to, like, shoot me and kill me. And it took them forever to kick him out, but they finally got him out. Right when the owner left, like, at, like, 12 a.m., he walks
in. Fucking allergies.
He walks in with a pinata.
whispers in the piñata's ear and was like, looks at me and was like, they're going to come for you and they're going to kill you. Kisses the piñata's cheek and walks out.
And this is while you were working.
No, yeah, this is when I was working, right here. That fucking tiki man, dude, like straight up like whispered in his ear, kissed his cheek. Dude, I had to have one of my regulars like throw it out. Like that was when I got scared.
How long ago was this?
It was when I was working at Tequila Frogs. So I think in like, I want to say like December, January.
Okay, okay. What about you, Amanda? Tell us your crazy fucking bartender story. No, you got to get a mic. Pick your mic up. What do you... You need a mic.
Inside the bar or outside the bar?
While you were working, either or.
Craziest story in general.
Craziest story, I got followed home. Kind of.
Like all the way home? Or
I feel like that's a usual bartender story, though.
Yeah, it was true. It was him. Just kidding. It was him. He was making Charles safe.
What happened? So tell us what happened.
No, basically, I had like this regular that would always come and like see me. Not... like him specifically, but like the group of people that he would come with. Yeah. So I knew him kind of like, you know, like once you have your regulars, they start coming in and you start knowing their friends even. So one time I like got out and like I seen this car parked and I was like, oh, that guy's probably fucked up. He's probably just waiting in his car. I turn on my car and I'm like driving off of the, I was at Tipsy at the time. I was bartending at Tipsy right there next to the McDonald's on George Jeter.
Okay.
And I live like right down the street, and I was like pulling off right there, and he was pulling off, started pulling off, and what I had thought, he was always asking me like, oh, like what time, what do you do after this, like blah blah blah. And usually a lot of people ask me that, and I'm like, oh, I just go to sleep. Like the fuck do you want me to do? Party all fucking night, bitch. Yeah. I have a life too, you know. Uh-huh. So I bartend, I get off at 3 a.m. basically, and this fool's like following me, and I'm like, I'm passing the McDonald's. I'm like, oh, okay, he's probably going to turn now. Mm. And I saw, I was like, I know who he is. So I was like, that's weird that he knows me. So, like, the fact that I knew that I kind of knew him and he knew me, I was like, oh, for sure, he's fucking trying to follow me home or something. Like, and I kept going and I kept driving and, like, making turns and he would turn with me. And then, like, once I, like, I was just trying to lose him. And, like, since I was sober, I was driving fast and, like, I feel like he was trying to, like, tail me without me noticing. So I ended up, like, losing him. But the fact that I was going through
and streets. And how long ago was this?
Like, 10 minutes. Like
No, like, how long ago was it?
Oh, I was like how long did he
You're like, oh, like, for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, like, I drove around, like, for, like, 7 minutes, dude. Like, from that way to my house is 10 minutes. And then, you know what I mean? Like, once you're going around the neighborhoods, it's, like, 5-7 minutes. So.
That's a fucking long-ass fucking time.
Yeah,
that's long as fuck.
But the fact that my brother was like around, I just call my brother all the time, and like he's around. Like if he's in town, he'll help me out, and like he'll be there. But other than that, if I don't have my brother,
how long have you been bartending for?
I've been bartending 5 years.
And Michaela?
Like 2 years almost.
2 years almost. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I got a story, gorgeous. Did it hurt when you fell out of heaven? I was actually.
You've been alive this whole time.
Has anyone ever gave you like?
Oh my God!
Here lines like that. What are they called? Headlines.
Hit lines. Like pickup lines.
Pickup lines. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I can't think of like. I can't really think of any, to be honest.
No.
No.
Like a girl's never hit your DM like on some shoddy shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, of course.
Erin, are you from Tennessee?
No.
Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, yeah. My God.
There you go. I gave you one.
There you go. No, I don't think I've gotten one like recently. I think. I
wanna, did it
like,
hurt?
When you fell out of heaven?
Yeah.
What about you, Mark? What's the like the cheesiest pickup line you've ever been like, try to been like?
That I've ever used and that I've ever heard.
That what?
Oh, used.
Ever used, ever heard?
The cheesiest line you've ever used.
I'm not one for very many cheesy pickup lines. So I'd say the cheesiest line that I've ever used.
The corniest thing you've said. Like the corniest that you're like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. Like you're like, damn it.
Like, fuck, I don't know. If I could deep dive into like my high school Shakespeare, I could maybe remember, but.
What if like a text back that you were like, damn, I wish I never sent that text.
I don't even know. You know what?
The Mark, it's because he likes to be real low key because he's a fuckboy.
The one he's a fuck that boy.
It's okay.
Hey, Mark, hey, the text.
He's fucking around. He's like, all my hoes on here. Hold on. Let me say the right shit.
I don't know.
He's like, hole number two thought I was there last
time.
Hole number two.
On some real shit, the text I've never said or the fucking corniest line I've never is the one that I've never said. You know what I mean? Because
okay,
I would say that I don't know. I'm too low key. There's a lot of like dudes that are extra as fuck that I think fuck it up for even trying to say some shit to a girl.
Yeah.
To the point where I haven't even made the attempt to talk to a girl because I feel like I'm gonna fuck this up. So I I low key just kick back and like fuck whatever. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
You take shit as it goes.
Yeah.
Like, well, we've come to just about an hour already. So, congratulations, guys. Thank you guys for coming on to the
I feel like I'm on the, to price the podcast.
We got to give a big shout out to Amanda. Amanda, give your ad out one more time.
Amanda Pretty. Amanda, three A's at the end. Pretty.
Pretty. Wow. What about you, Michaela?
Just Michaela Valdez.
Michaela Valdez. Okay. And then we got Patrick back there somewhere. He partying still.
He's over there taking shots.
And we're going to go party with Pat right now. So, of course, we're from El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso.
El Paso, Texas. Yes, we're doing the sign off.
So cute.
And, thousand grams. Small some CBD.
Thank you for thousand grams for the host.
Visit thousandgramsclub.com.
Definitely best photographers, smoke best artist you can get out
there. Dude, some of the best fucking CBD I think we've smoked.
I'm very humbled to hear.
Hey, girls, girls. There you go. Girls, huh? Some of the best CBD I think we smoked.
Probably, yeah.
We got a couple testers last week. We obviously this quarantine.
Check out their CBD. Yes, definitely. That's a must. We did smoke some of that before we got on here. It got us a little chill. So
it's good. That little like nice little head change.
Yeah,
and
a little
shit.
Great.
The nice thing is it's CBD.
There you go. Well, congrats. Hey, shout out to everybody coming through. Everybody, peace. Yeah.